Om Shanti. This is the audio version of the article, The Seven Original Virtues or Qualities of the Soul, presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. To read this article or listen to many more such articles, please log on to our website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. Now let us learn about the seven innate qualities of the soul that are inherited from the Supreme Soul. These qualities are purity, peace, love, joy, bliss, power, and knowledge. Let us explore the said virtues and bring them in our everyday life. First, let's learn about purity. Purity is the first virtue and the mother of peace and happiness. The meaning of purity is not celibacy alone. In fact, its accurate meaning is to have purity in our mind, words, and actions. We generally consider the holiness as that of the body. But a person is said holy only if his thoughts are also pure. Thoughts are in fact the immediate creation of our mind, and our mind is a reflection of who we are, isn't it? So if thoughts are pure, the words we speak will also be right. The subject of being holy with the physical body is called brahmacharya. The subject of being holy in mind, word, and body is the first step towards spirituality. The soul is a point source of conscious light, and here we are learning its seven innate properties. Let's practice this with a small meditation. I am a pure soul. My every thought is pure. I have well wishes for all souls in the world. My every word is elevated and uplifting. There is no trace of negativity in my thoughts. Om Shanti. The next quality is peace. Peace is a garland of your neck. This is an excerpt from Godfather Shiv Baba's Murli. Every human being is urging for peace in life. But from where do we get peace? In actuality, peace is the natural stage of us all souls. Think this. What if you have no burden, no question, and no wasteful thought going on in your mind? There is stillness, and in this stillness, everything is clear. This is peace. This is the natural stage of soul, and for it to happen with our mind, we need to guide our thoughts towards the right direction. We cannot suppress the mind not to think. It is the very purpose of our mind to create thoughts. Hence, we only guide our thoughts to be positive. This is a training of the mind, which is the part of Raj Yoga or Raj Yoga meditation. Now let's practice this once. I am a peaceful soul. Peace is my original nature. I am sending out vibrations of peace, reaching all souls, calming and comforting them. Om Shanti. The third quality is love. It is said, God is an ocean of love. Love is a natural feeling of a soul. If you ask 10 people the same question, what is love? Then you must expect unique answers, since for everyone, the definition of this feeling of love is different. Yet, I'll tell you this. The most innate love of ours is when we realize an eternal spiritual love with the Supreme Soul as our Father and with all souls as our brothers. Here, on earth, we love someone or something that appeals to us, isn't it? When we forget this body and religions, castes and colors of this body, and consider the self and everyone as a point of light, then we see that all are both equal and unique. When self-realization is achieved, we realize that we are connected with every other living being, and the world, in fact, is one big family. Then love will flow naturally. Let's do a small meditation for this. I, the soul, is a child of the Supreme Soul. I am full of love for all my brothers and sisters. I experience comfort in God's love, and the same love I'm spreading to the world. Om Shanti. The fourth quality is joy. Joy is a momentous feeling of freedom and attainment. Happiness depends on attainments, of what we have achieved or earned. Many people feel joy on material achievements like wealth, fame, good family, respect, etc. Yet, the real joy is of more spiritual attainment. If one has peace and love in his life, it will be said that he is happy as well. Of course, as happiness is nothing but a natural feeling when there is peace and loving relationships in our life, isn't it? Also, there is a deeper joy, a joy of existence. Just because you exist. Think about it. Now let's practice it a bit. I am a joyful soul. Whatever I do it with joy. It has become my natural state of living. My every karma reflects my inner happiness. The fifth quality is of bliss. Bliss is the superior state of happiness or joy. It is beyond any worldly feeling of happiness or sorrow. Bliss simply means to become free from the experiences of the five senses of the body. This freedom from worldly and bodily matters is the source of this utmost joyous experience. Such stage was ours when we were in the golden age. Soul experiences bliss in the company of its spiritual father, the Supreme Soul. This can be experienced right in this world, living in this body, through the practice of Raj Yoga meditation. Let's practice it for a bit. I, the soul, is detached from this body, detached from the physical senses. I am flying up in the sky. I see this globe from space. I am in the company of my most loving spiritual father, Shiv Baba. I am free, loved, protected, empowered, and sustained by God Himself. Om Shanti. The sixth quality is powers. These are the soul's spiritual powers, which we use in many situations of life. A soul has these eight innate powers within it, whether in emerged or merged form. The power to accommodate, tolerate, to back up, to face, to discriminate, to judge, to cooperate, and the power to withdraw. When these powers are in the emerged form, they are being used. And when they are in merged form, they are not being used. Raj Yoga is the process by which these powers are emerged and experienced. The seventh quality is knowledge. True knowledge is the source of all virtues. It means knowing the creation and its almighty creator. The source of spiritual knowledge is only one, the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Soul. This knowledge is the very source of all attainments and the method to emerge above said original virtues. Knowing the truth about our existence that is who am I? The creator and its creation, that is God. And the world cycle is called spiritual knowledge. Who will speak the truth about the creation? Surely the creator himself will, as no one else other than him knows. The source of spiritual knowledge is Murli. The more the soul is filled with the knowledge, the more viceless or pure and powerful it becomes. We all are such pure, peaceful, joyful, loving, and powerful souls, children of the Supreme Soul Shiv Baba. This divine experience of the Self is just one realization away. Om Shanti. This was the audio version of the article, Seven Virtues of the Soul, presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. To read this article or listen to many more such articles, log on to our website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. Namaste.